started writing this sermon at 5 p.m. yesterday. My iPhone pinged me with news that there were 20 dead and 26 injured from a shooting at a Walmart and a mall in El Paso. And yet another 20-something angry white male. I've already received my weekly Saturday email informing me that 5 schools have been shut down this week in Philadelphia. A relatively light week, if you follow these numbers as I do. That adds up to 28 dead by guns over the past 5 weeks in this city of brotherly love. El Paso averages 18 gun deaths a year. I confess that when I read the news of 20 souls shot dead, most of them probably parents and children taking advantage of a tax-free weekend to stock up on school supplies, I thought to myself, I have just about run out of words. When I woke this morning to news of 9 souls shot dead in Dayton, Ohio, and 26 wounded in less than a minute. For the first responders. The third mass shooting in 1 week. The 250th, says the mayor of Dayton, on the 215th week day of this year. Brian Austin and I had published a book full of sermons written in response to mass murders and to daily murders in this city over the last decade. lesser or greater love for things that should be loved equally. A few hundred years later in Purgatorio, Dante characterizes the seven deadly sins in terms of disordered love. The proud, the envious, and wrathful are guilty of misdirected love. The slothful were guilty of deficient love. And the avaricious, gluttonous, and lustful were guilty of excessive love. Disordered love. Get rid of anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language. Why, I keep wondering, why is that the hard part? James Baldwin did not need to wonder. I imagine one of the reasons people cling to their hate so stubbornly, he writes, cling to their anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language, is because they sense once they have relinquished these things inside of themselves, they will be forced to deal with pain. And say that again. Once we have relinquished these things inside of ourselves, we will be forced to deal with pain. Maybe more to the point of our text. It is hard to relinquish the disordered love inside us because to do so would be to confront the emptiness of lives lived apart from the love for which we were made. I imagine this is so for us as individuals, but I also imagine we collectively refuse to relinquish these things. Because to relinquish these things would force us to deal with the pain and emptiness and hate that is destroying us as a society. What a person loves, and how he or she loves it. What a person hates, and how he or she hates it. Will determine the course and character of life, as well as the condition